Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, my name is Dave Hughes, and like everyone else, I've got problems. One of them is that people think I'm older than I am. I turned 48 last year, and I got a lot of messages, happy 50th. I have photos with my wife on Instagram, and someone says, I love how your daughter's looking. She's 9 years younger than me. I wasn't getting action at the age of nine. No. So, yes, people in the street. I was waiting at a set of lights and a woman said, geez, I've never seen you in real life. I said, well, here I am. Then she said, you look a lot older in real life. I said, I'm a lot meaner too, so piss off, Mom. How can I look younger? We're going to try to solve that problem, but Australia's got so many problems. Let's get on with it, go! It's nobody's business, but I couldn't do it without my crack team of problem solvers. Put your hands together again for the wonderful today, Scott, Nate Velmo, Mel Buttle, and Akmal Saleh. Hey, got to take these problems seriously.
Yes. Yeah?
Let's get started. They're real problems, as I said, real problems, real people. First one is on a video. It's by Bally from North Melbourne.
Hughesy, I have a problem. I've been trying to get off the lung lollies for a while now, but everywhere I go, I bump into people on the tar whistles. Please help.
It's hard to... It's amazing that council workers aren't working. Bally wants to get off the lung lollies. I've never heard that term.
No, me either.
A lung lolly.
Yeah, because he doesn't want to say fags.
Yeah, right. That's not... Yeah, right.
Not cool anymore.
But not cool.
When I was growing up, people were sucking on fags all the time.
Yeah.
And in your defence, some people still are.
Yeah. Wow. All right. So let's stick with smoking right now. Okay. So we're talking about smoking. Is there any smokers on the panel?
Well, Hughesy, I used to smoke. I took up smoking for about a month because I wanted to get into NIDA to do acting. And I wanted to deepen my voice.
Yes, and so many actors smoke in movies,
don't they?
Yes.
And because the people at NIDA said you won't get in with that horrible nasal voice. Can you imagine having a horrible nasal voice, Hughesy?
Well, there's no way.
I was a terrible asthmatic as a kid. My mum used to smoke a lot, and she was a nurse. And when I was having asthma attacks, I'd have to go and sit in the hospital, what do you call it, tea room, with all the nurses, and they're all smoking. And I'd be in the corner having an asthma attack, and they're all there smoking, going, oh, you know, Jesus, Denise's asthma's back. What do you think's causing it? Back in the 60s, they didn't know.
I know. We in our Kingswood, Dad would be smoking four cigarettes at one time because he was so drunk he'd forgotten he'd lit the other ones. I remember once I went down the window to cough out the window and he said, you're getting a draft, that's why you're coughing. I said, no, it's the fact that we're in a moving bong right now. Hand that over. You have one of those. Keep handing those over. These are lung lollies is what he was... these are mouth lollies. What we're going to do is we're going to send some to Bally, and him and his mates can hang out like this with their mouth lollies, yeah? And they won't get cancer, their teeth will eventually fall out.
Yeah, they'll just get diabetes.
Anyway, it's something. We're trying
much
to help.
Better.
Bally, we hope that solves your problem. All right, it's going to solve the problem. Yeah. This problem is from Anonymous. Hi, Hughesy. I'm a 23-year-old female and I own my own home. Well done. That's not easy.
Fancy.
Recently, I arrived to find that my parents had cleaned my bedroom. I thought it was great until I saw that they had found my sex toy collection. My chains and handcuffs have been polished and dildos arranged in size order. But it was really awkward and I sensed their embarrassment. We still haven't spoken about it. Should I call a family meeting or pretend it never happened? there's a photo of the
collection.
This is true too. We're not making this up.
Oh wow!
If you have a problem, so that is the collection. There's a paddle there for.
There is. Wow. See, this is why women are superior, because men are still using their hands.
I've got to put on my glasses. I can't even.
Have a look. Put your glasses on. Let's have a look.
Oh, great!
Yeah. Denise, you have children. Do they ever discover anything that you and your partner John had? You know, do they ever discover anything? They ever go, "Mummy, what's this?" Do they ever?
You keep asking me, and I'm so grateful you think that's even a remote possibility.
Mums love a snoop, and when I was a teenager, as most guys would know, looking up porn was probably the most risky thing you could do as a teenager.
Well, me and Akmal were teenagers when it wasn't around, wasn't
right,
it? There was
that's
no
right.
internet.
We had to look, you know, scrummage through the garbage at tips and occasionally go, wow, look at that, boobs!
Seriously, we had a magazine, the group of friends in the neighbourhood had one magazine that was under a bush down in a park.
That's right.
And you had to go down to
and
that
you
bush
had to and share it. Hey, guys, it's my night with the porno.
It is a different world, but yeah, so the internet was king for us growing up, for my generation, and so I always thought it was going to be mum finding something in her room, but it was my dad who went on the computer once, and I thought I'd deleted all history. And let's not forget, it's also gay porn, Denise Scott, so the risk was tenfold. I mean, they had met me, but I thought they didn't know. And I was watching TV with my siblings or something, and I hear Dad go into the study and click, 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 click. He goes, "What's this? What's this?" And there's gay porn flashing on the computer. And so I ran into the study, and I'll never forget it. I said to my dad, "Oh, yeah, Dad, I saw that today as well. Our computer has a gay virus."
I love it. All right. I reckon front foot it, Anonymous. Yes, I reckon have that family meeting and say, "Mum and Dad, your wedding anniversary is coming up whenever it is, and for your wedding anniversary, I've got you a $200 voucher to Sexyland."
Oh, look at that.
Sexyland. Anonymous, can we give that to you? Here we go. And this problem comes from one of our guests. Oh, Denise, what's your problem?
So, being in my 60s, I've become more and more uninhibited. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So, you know, I've reached that stage in life where I'm on the tram and it could be male, female, sitting on, and I'll just lean in and go, "Gosh, you're beautiful looking."
Really?
You know, it's because it's what I think.
Have I got that coming in my future?
Well, you just
I'm
tell
not going to be
people,
able to get on public transport.
It's more...
I fall in love every time I'm on public transport, don't you? Just, there's just so many... I mean, obviously, I'm already in love with my wife, but...
I think there's a bit...
What are you talking about? You obviously don't get the 86 tram.
Oh, no, there's beauty on every tram. Anyway, let's move on.
So I'm uninhibited, right? Which is one of the great things about getting older.
Yep.
But it's also now the audiences who come to my show feature a lot of older women, like in their 50s, 60s, and they are terrifying. Mm. They feel like they can do and say anything. So especially after the show, if they want a photo, I don't... Like, you like the term scrag fight. But it's like that. Women will literally fight one. Like, it gets physical.
To get a photo with you.
I know it's incomprehensible.
No, it's not incomprehensible. But, I mean, they're there to see you and you're brilliant.
Yes, essentially.
Yeah, they're hardcore.
We're full on and I don't know how to manage it.
So you don't know how to deal with the older fans who are just all over you and they're threatening your physical safety, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Why don't we welcome to the stage a professional security guard, Daniel Reeder. Give it up for Daniel!
Hello, Daniel.
Wow.
Hello, Daniel. Hello,
darling.
Q-Z, I need a security guard too.
Now, Denise has said that older women are the most aggressive for her. Have you found that in your life as a security guard, that older women are harder to deal with?
Definitely agree. They scare me as well, so don't worry.
I'm just picturing older ladies looking at you and really not being too worried about security.
You're saying they want to be manhandled by him, is that what you're saying?
So what advice do you actually walk with the celebrity, or do you?
When I'm bodyguarding, yes, and doing close personal protection, we walk
and
with
you're
them.
You're extremely well built. Do you find like if you fall on your back, can you get up again?
Would you ever use any weapons on the women?
Yeah, we've got our tactical equipment all on us.
But we're talking about women in their 50s and 60s. We don't need guns. There's no one going to be running. We don't run.
Do you want to have a look at his weapons or not?
Yes.
What have you got? Have you got something? Have you got anything?
We've got some tactical fold-away handcuffs. We've got some actual handcuffs and batons as well.
Can I look at your baton, mate?
Get asked that all the time.
Say one of the crazed older ladies comes for Denise, and she looks like her love may kill Denise. What would that baton? What would that do?
Whoa!
There you go. And then what would you do? Now I'm feeling mortified. There's going to be some 50-year-old woman.
I just want to feel what it's like with you,
all right.
With Daniel in front of you. All right, so if you,
all
you
right,
stand
so
up.
If I'm...
Scotty, I'll play the role of the drunk 60-year-old woman.
All right.
Wow.
Okay.
All right, so can you go over there?
Okay, Scotty.
Denise, can you go over there? So you're...
Yes. Right, so I'm walking
the role
along.
You're born to play.
You're walking along. All right.
With Daniel inconspicuously.
All right, yes.
This is a role play. Just don't be afraid to go rough.
Oh, hang on. Daniel Reeder, professional security guard. You're walking along with Denise, and then
and we'd just be chatting. How are you, Daniel?
Not too bad.
Oh, good. Walking along, and then
here comes
the crazed fan. All right, here we go.
Okay.
Here we go.
Oh my God, it's you from Studio 10. I'm a 60-year-old woman. I also love pink, but I love you, Scotty.
Sorry, mate. We need some space here.
I think we sorted it out. You could have gone harder on him. Did you want him to go harder on you? I think we've got some solution there for Denise. Are you happy?
Yes, I'm thrilled. I'm absolutely thrilled.
All right, we'll exchange numbers afterwards. Are you available?
Yes.
All right. Are you married?
No.
No? Mm. Are you married, Denise?
What do you mean, am I married? I've been with John for 38 years.
Yeah, but has he put a ring on it?
No, he hasn't.
Give it up for these two. Right, here we go. We have the solution to all the world's problems, which is an incredible claim. An audience member has a problem, and we're here to solve it. So let's get him up here right now. Put your hands together for Adam! Great to meet you, Adam. Sit down, buddy.
All right.
Now, what is your problem?
Okay, so... I'm the Australian champion in the sport of freediving.
Freediving.
It's how deep you can dive on one breath. So it's
into
it's,
the water.
Yeah, so like I'll be sitting there on the surface and I'll take a big breath and I'll just swim down.
So my first question is why?
I just got into it and then I just kept going and then all of a sudden I was in competitions and then there was, you know, a living involved in it.
So why does anyone climb a mountain? Why does why does anyone go to work?
Why?
For money.
I want to know why.
Why do you raise children?
I don't. But if it's about good. Holding your breath for an extended period of time, why don't you just use the sink?
It's more than that, though. It's about exploring your limits, pushing your limits, mate. This man pushes... How far? What is your record?
My deepest dive is to 106 metres.
All right, we've got vision of this guy going down. We can't play it all, obviously, but this is you going down. You're pulling down there, right there. You're at 17 metres. You're at 88. You're at 89. You're 92. And that's taken you about 3 minutes 20.
Yeah? Wow!
Do you look around when you're down there?
No, I usually have my eyes closed. I think the only exciting...
Oh, you close your eyes?
Oh, yeah.
What, do you go that deep and you don't even look around?
Nothing to see. I wear this nose clip. I'm going to wear it... I wear this little thing and I put it on my nose so I just don't have to pinch my nose to equalise my ears.
Yeah.
I don't wear anything on my eyes, so I can't see anything anyway. But one time I did feel what I thought was a big tuna, like, swimming past me.
Do you know what it was to this day?
I had my eyes closed at the time. I just felt this, like, rush of turbulence as it sort of, like, moved through the water. Something big was next to me. And I'm just going to say it was a tuna because they don't have big tuna.
Is it true that when you get... you start to feel high the further down. The lower you go, the higher you feel.
Yes.
Why don't you just have a joint?
It's better. It's much better.
I know I'm going to sound pathetic, but what is your problem?
I'm finding this fascinating.
Oh, I see, yeah.
How deep do you want to be able to go?
I would like to, in the next maybe 2 or 3 years, to reach 120. The world record's 130. And so I'd like to just creep close to that as the years go on.
And are you in a relationship?
Yes. My pregnant wife is watching right now.
Oh, wow. And does she do this as well? Like, obviously, when she's
not... Yeah, she does.
She's a diver too.
Yes, she doesn't compete like I do, but she...
Have you ever joined the Mile Low Club?
Have you ever made love underwater? After about maybe a minute or so, it's more or less impossible to maintain an erection while holding your breath.
Oh. So you've tried it.
Well, we're going to try something right now. Can you do 3:30 here? We are going to find out who wants to see whether we can get this man deeper, yes? We couldn't afford a massive pool, all right? So we're basically going to... We're going to bring out the kitchen sink that Akmal was talking about. So can he go for 3:30 under that water? What we've got... So I've got the stopwatch.
Jeez, I'm going to need... I might need, like, a minute or so just to breathe and calm myself
down. You guys got me all excited. Adam's getting prepared to go down for 3:30.
That'd be nice.
All right, if he does it, we believe he will be able to get to 120 metres and possibly break the world record. He's already got the Australian record. I am over here. For anyone who needs advice on what's going on, that is what's going to happen here. Can he make it down there? All right, here we go. Is everyone, is Australia ready for this? I'm feeling the tension. All right. All right, 1, 2, 3, go. Here we go. He's about to go down. He's about to go down. He's down. Now, does anyone here want to hold their breath to see how they go? Okay. Hold your breath. Here we go. Hold your breath. Let's see on here who's going longer. All right.
I'm out.
Are we holding our breath here? Mel, you've got your breath? Are you still holding your breath? Are you holding your breath? You can't breathe through your nose at this point, guys. You're out. Mel's out. Mel's out.
I'm out too.
You're out. We're still going here. Here we go. We're going lower. Are you still going? You're still going? No, we don't want you to die. All right, guys, we've hit the minute mark. You're out. Are you still holding your breath? My God. All right, how's he going? We're getting lower. Oh, my God, what's that? That's brushed him. Don't worry, Adam, just a tuna went past you, all right? So have a look at him. He's on the... Well done. You went for almost 2 minutes. You're incredible. Right, have a look at him down there. His eyes are closed. Problem is with his eyes closed, they're open now. All right, so, because we need to know that he wasn't dead. All right, so, he's still going. We're going lower, we're going lower. We're heading towards the part where he says he gets high. Ooh. A mermaid is visiting, telling him to keep going. We're getting down there, guys. We're getting lower.
This is the weirdest episode of Play School I've ever seen.
He's all right. I need to get a thumbs up from him. If I get a thumbs up, we've got a thumbs up. He's still going. How much longer has he got in him? He's got a bit longer in him. Has he got a bit longer in him? He's really starting to get asphyxiation now. All right. Now he's seeing, what's that, a unicorn. You're seeing unicorns. You're in your happy place. You're so close to getting there. He's so close to being there. He's really, really close. Do you think he's got much longer left in him? Has he got much longer left in him? He's getting there. He's getting there. Is the thumb still up for a few more seconds? Thumbs are still up for a few more seconds. He's literally 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. He's done it! He's done it! He's done it! 3:30! How do you feel, Adam? How do you feel, man? You feel all right? Do you feel all right?
I've got 120 coming my way.
You've got 120 coming your way? Have a look, he's laughing after all that time. Give it up!
What do Tom Jones, Borat and Eddie Munster all have in common? You can hear them all on the Starstruck with Angela Bishop podcast. I'll give you all the behind-the-scenes goss on what went on with some of my most fascinating interviews over the years. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The show where every problem finds a solution, and we've been champions so far tonight. We need to help you guys out, so let's go with it. Nath, what is your problem?
I think it's late enough in the show to talk about sperm.
Whoa.
Yeah. Sperm is okay.
Yes?
Yeah.
Can we dive in?
Absolutely.
Can we just call it a nice name like jizz? sorry, I don't know. What's a nice term for it?
Sperm.
Love juice? No, I don't know. what's your problem with the fluid?
With sperm. Excuse me, my problem is that I'm 35 years old, been with my partner for 5 years. Everyone that we are friends with has had a baby.
Yeah.
So now everyone's asking us when are we going to have our baby. Mm-hmm.
Are you going to get married first, by the way? Because it's legal now, so what are we waiting for?
It's not compulsory.
we did a plebiscite, didn't we?
Yeah, for the options.
No, but I had turned up, I voted. And...
Mate, right now you sound like my mum, so let's just move on. The thing is, unlike you straighty 180s, for gay couples, if we decide to have a baby very soon, we actually have to decide whose sperm we use.
Yes.
Which creates the bigger problem, which is, well, who's better?
You or your partner?
I think your bigger problem is who's going to deliver the baby.
No! No, I've got a checklist to see who should do it, right? So we'll see your boyfriend first. So who's more handsome? Let's go with that
first,
right? This is Cody.
Okay.
All right, so I can see... Mate, those cheekbones deserve another generation. So I mean, you're a handsome man.
But you're hot.
No, he's proper hot.
We're going to say...
He's proper hot, you're a...
Wonderful person.
No, hang on. Let's... All right, so who's taller?
Cody.
Huh? Who has gone farther academically?
Cody. He has a job.
What job does he have?
He tries to cure diseases.
Oh. Well, what do we need something to fight back with here?
Okay, thank you.
Who's nicer?
Cody.
Mm. We're going to go you're funnier, aren't we?
Cody's pretty good.
Do you know him?
Yeah, I've met him a few times.
No one's buying tickets to hear him.
No.
He's busy curing cancer.
Who's got the fastest PB for a triathlon?
Cody.
But hang on, that doesn't mean your sperm's worth more.
Does it?
I think it does.
Let's face, his sperm is going to be a better swimmer than Nate's.
I had a sperm count. I've got 7. and only 2 work. The other 5 are unconscious.
All right, right now, who's better at life? Who's better? Who's more organised?
Oh, mate, Cody, he has like an alarm clock. He, you know...
Mate, do we really have to be doing this? It's a one-sided situation here.
It's, well, basically, is funny he's all I got. So if you had to choose about all of those things, or funny, Scotty, what would you choose for your kid?
You know what? I'd get a blend.
Yes,
can
yes.
Can you do that?
Yes. Yeah,
so, look, we just go 10% you.
You know what, Denise?
And, and 90% Cody.
All right.
You see where I'm going.
What you can do is you give us a cup full and he gives us a cup full and you put it in the Nutribullet.
I think that's how it works.
Oh, well, I don't know how
it
works, mate.
At the end of the day, still only one gets on in there, right?
All right. Well, right now, I think we're in agreement that Cody is going to be the biological father of your child. Are you happy with that?
I don't think I have a choice.
He doesn't need you at all.
Yeah, why are you around?
Cody's going to have a very happy family and you're going to live alone.
Man, I'm straight and I love Cody.
Cody's the dad. Checklist is done. Well done. We solved your problem there. Akmal, how can we help?
This is a serious problem, actually. Yeah. Me and my wife are both really bad with money. When I say really bad, I mean just ridiculous. Like, when we get money, we're like children. We go, we better buy stuff.
Yeah.
Before someone takes it, you know?
Yeah.
It's, like, really stupid.
And we are an example. Really, like, what have you bought?
One of the biggest things that we bought just, you know, randomly and spontaneously was a house in the jungle. And we bought it because we thought we were hippies And after living there for 5 days, we realised we weren't hippies, we were fuckwits. And, man, you got to be ready for that thing. You can't just move into the jungle. I grew up in Punchbowl. And suddenly I'm in the forest. We had, like, ground snakes and tiger snakes. And for 5 days, we had no water. And then my wife said, go and ask the neighbour why we don't have water. And it's like a kilometre away, the neighbour, and it's dark and scary. I actually said, can you go? And he said, no, so I went to the neighbour, knocked on his door and said, mate, we don't have any water. Do you have any... We're your new neighbours, by the way.
Yeah.
Do you know what the problem is? And then he said a sentence that I never thought I'd hear, never heard before, never will hear again. He goes, yeah, mate, you probably got a goanna stuck in the pipes.
What?
He said, yeah, they come in for water and they get stuck in the pipes. You got to go up the hill, pull the pipe out, pull the goanna out, and then you'll have water. So I walked back to my house and my wife said, what did he say? I said, he said we have to move. I'm not going to do that, man.
In the interest of you finding more money, didn't you go into the junk, into I'm a Celebrity?
Yes. You guys can just talk amongst yourselves. This is the absolute honest to God truth. My accountant, who's a very good friend of mine, is a cocaine addict.
Right? Wow. He's going to be real happy with this broadcast.
Well, he forgot to put in my tax for 3 years in a row.
He forgot?
Yeah, he just
your
forgot.
Accountant, he's got one job.
And he thought it was hilarious. He's going, oh, mate, you're going to laugh. You can put this in your act. And and I had, honest to God, I had $200,000
from the tax office, yeah.
And I had fines on top of that. And I didn't even have the money to pay the fines, let alone the actual tax.
Yeah.
So it was either do this show, I'm a Celebrity, get me out of here, or go to prison. I should have gone to prison.
3 years in a row.
He's still my friend.
Didn't you get a book advance? You got a book advance?
Random House asked me to write a book about myself because at first I thought maybe they've got me confused with Nelson Mandela. And they said, no. And they gave me 30 grand. I thought, you're kidding, 30 grand? And I took the money and I bought stuff. And then I went on tour and just didn't do it.
Wrote the book.
Well, I was in Perth somewhere like 8 months after and I get a call, say, hi, we're from Random House. How's the book going? And I actually said this. I said, what book? And they said, oh, well, I said, I haven't really started it. And they said, oh, we're going to have to take that advance back.
Oh.
And I said, no, I'm nearly finished it. So I'm nearly finished and I read it really quickly. And that's why it didn't turn out good, because I had to rush it.
You know where we need to go? We need to go to ComSec. We need to cross to ComSec. Oh, we always wanted to do this.
Oh, yeah.
And talk to the legend that is Tom Petrovsky.
Yes.
With the beard.
Yes.
Yeah,
I love Tom.
And see what he's got to say to Arkmal. Listen closely, Arkmal. This is Tom Petrovsky. Here we go.
Yeah, thanks, Husey. If we were to look at Akmal's financial fortunes in a graphical representation, this is what they would look like. The market actually rallied quite a lot on the news that Akmal was going away into the jungle for a long time. Market was disappointed when he came out of the jungle unscathed, but then rallied again on the back of that book deal which he secured. Fell away again when he actually didn't write the book, and that actually saw the market continue to fall away, which brings us to where we are now, around historic lows.
Tom Petrovsky, everyone!
But with my luck, he's probably going to send me a bill for a couple of grand.
You know what? You've also got a piggy bank, all right? We're going to give you this. We want you to keep it at home, right?
Yeah.
So put your coins in there.
Yes.
That's all we've got for you, Akmal, all right?
Well, it's not much, really. I was hoping for more, but that's okay.
Also, like, I'm not great with money, but get another accountant.
I have got another accountant.
All right, that's all we can do. That knows no problem is unsolvable, and it's time for Husey's problem of the week. In the opening, I talked about how people say I look older than I am. Well, they don't really know how old I am, but they just say I look old, and it disappoints me.
Well,
so...
if you said you're 87, you look great.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not 87.
How old are you?
I'm 48.
Good God.
Oh, see, that's the reaction. That is the reaction I get.
I was doing that on purpose.
No, but I get that anyway, Denise.
You've gone too hard too early, my friend.
I gave up drink and drugs when I was 21. That's 27 years ago. And this is how I look.
Hey, Uzi, I'm going to say something, and this might be weird and it might split the audience here, but last year I saw you somewhere and I texted someone, is Husey getting a bit hot? And they wrote back, I thought I was the only one that thought this. And then we had a bit of a discussion. Now you're getting a little bit better.
I need to... you know what? That's a WhatsApp group I need to join. Look, I think it could be time to get serious here. We're going to welcome to the stage a cosmetic doctor. Her name is Dr. Naomi. Give it up for Dr. Naomi. Dr. Naomi, welcome to the show. So, now, when you look at me, what do you see?
Do you want some details?
Well, I want an overall appraisal of what you see when you look at my face.
I see a lovely structure to start with.
Right, the bones are good.
Yeah, the bones are nice. The proportions are nice, the bones are nice.
It's what's covering the bones.
At 63, the more wrinkled I get, the worse my teeth get, the fatter I get, the greyer my hair gets, the more work I'm getting. I'm the voice of the fucked. And there's something... And you can take that mantle when you're in your 60s.
Oh, I'm already there.
Has anyone, say, turned you down for work because you got wrinkles?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what gigs I'm not getting. You don't know because the phone doesn't ring because they're, you know, getting, you know, the likes of Nate Valvo with his smooth skin at the age of what? How old are you?
35.
Have you ever had Botox?
No, but I want some.
Oh, would you give him Botox?
Definitely.
Why would you give Nate Botox?
Okay, because the outside of his eyes are a bit droopy.
Yeah, they always have been.
And that's why we can't use your sperm.
Once we're getting crude, have you ever done a man downstairs?
At our clinic, we do penis enlargements.
Hang on, what? What do you...
I don't, but one of
what
my
What do you put in?
How do you...
Fillers? Fillers of what?
Hyaluronic acid. It's a gel.
Can I see you after for a reduction? It's just awkward, you know? And it doesn't get used.
Does it work or is it like...
Have a look at the before and afters. They're impressive.
Where do we look? Where do we find them?
All right, so...
You know, if you could do me, I wouldn't even go to Dr. Naomi. I'd go to Bunnings for spatch filler.
Seriously, to do the full job on his head, what are we looking at here?
No, there's no limit.
Could you buy a house in Vaucluse after you do him?
So what would you do? What do I need? Be gentle.
Don't be gentle.
I'm a sensitive person.
No, he's not.
No, I'm not.
What would you do straight away?
Tear troughs?
Under
eye bags.
They are fill on. You got some good eye bags.
Well, maybe you can take some from my penis reduction and put it here. Then I'll be a dickhead.
All right. So, let's forget about those guys. You're not here for them. You're here for me. Okay. So, would you do my crow's feet?
Great start.
We go with the crow's feet.
What about those thin little lips? That always annoyed me. Top one in particular.
Yeah.
Would you puff it? You're gonna give me a get my top lip up. I had no idea I had a thin top lip now.
Yeah, you look like a flathead.
All right, worry about the lips, although I'll be thinking about that for the rest of my life. Can we start with the eyes?
Let's do it.
Now?
Open those up.
I would love to see you get some work done.
Well, I'm gonna have to think about it. Over the break, but you can do it in the studio, can you?
We can do it.
Whoa. You can do it in the studio.
If you want it today.
Since you have a great voice.
You do have a great voice. Yeah. Can you talk to me while you deal with me?
Hey, that's how you do your penis enlargement.
All right, when we come back, am I gonna get Botox?
The COVID-19 pandemic has turned our world upside down. From the way we work, to how we get around, to the very basics of human interactions, we're being forced to adapt to ways of life we just never thought possible. And as we look towards the future, one thing is certain, nothing will be the same.
So Now What with Waleed Ali. Find it in your podcast player of choice.
Welcome back. We're almost out of time, but there are a lot of problems to get through, and then I've got to decide whether I get Botox live on the show.
Yes.
But before that, it's yes or no problems. Go with your gut. Ruth asks, I called a friend's baby a beautiful boy when it was actually a girl and now the mother isn't speaking to me. Is she overreacting, yes or no?
Yes.
Oh, yes. So, yes, overreacting. Jacob via Facebook wants to know, I forgot my wallet at my local cafe and asked if I could pay them back next time, but they refused. I'm a regular customer. Am I right to never go back there again? Yes or no?
Yes. Well, yes, but then it's really inconvenient because you want a coffee, yeah. So you go back.
Well, maybe we'll have a week off, yeah? All right, Alana writes, I quit my job by shouting at my boss in front of everyone. At the time, I felt justified, but I regret it now. Did I do the right thing? You're allowed to shout at your boss.
Yeah, well, you're not giving boss.
We don't know what he did, though.
I mean, I always, when I was going to quit Woolies, I was going to shout at the boss in front of the customers, just, you should have given me extra shifts. Yeah. I'm going to be something someday. Mm. But I never did. So, and I regret that. So, Mr. Phillips, you're an asshole. Gordon has emailed, my 12-year-old daughter wants to wear makeup and heels to a year 6 dinner. Is that appropriate at the age of 12, makeup and heels?
Yes.
You say no, Mel. Why not?
Because you're a child. Makeup is for adults to get roots.
Exactly. All right, guys, that's it for yes or no problems. It's time for me to decide whether I'm going to get Botox live on television. Yes. We're going to get Botox live on television. Bring out, come on, here comes Dr. Naomi. We're going to get Botox. Let's bring out the table, everyone. Bring it out. Here we go.
Can I do it?
Can you do it? No, you're a professional.
What can go wrong?
What can go wrong?
What can go wrong?
So there's quite a few risks.
What are the risks? And the Australian needs to know the risks. What are the risks of Botox?
Bruising.
Bruising, yes.
Swelling.
Swelling, yes. What else?
Eye droop.
Eye droop, like permanent eye droop?
Temporary. Oh,
wow. Temporary eye droop.
Yeah.
Anything else?
They're the main ones.
Just eye droop.
Would you like more?
And Dr. Naomi, you only need to have this done the once?
No, you need it every 4 months.
Every 4 months?
Yes. Mm.
All right.
Because she has a mortgage.
So you're going to put a needle in there, are you?
We are.
Yeah.
Where are you and is it going to hurt?
Oh, about a 3 out of 10.
So I feel like I'm about to give birth.
Oh, get over yourself. Are you ready?
Is it about to happen?
It's about to happen.
Can someone hold my hand?
Let's do it.
Yvette.
Easy. Come on, mate. I'm here for you, buddy. I'm really proud of you for doing this.
All right, so Nath wants to get it done as well. If I get it done, maybe Nath
I'm sending you in as the guinea pig, to be honest.
All right, so this is live on TV. Are you about to do it? Should I shut my eyes? Eyes shut?
Shut your eyes.
All right, this is live on TV. I'm going to get some Botox.
You're really holding here, mate.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm fine. Ready. Oh, is it in?
It's in.
Is it in?
We've done it.
You've done it?
It's
done.
It's done.
I just got Botox.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You look hot.
You look great.
That was easy. So when will it work? How long does it take to actually sort of puff up?
It takes 2 to 8 days to start kicking in.
Yeah.
Have we all got to wait here 2 days?
No, we don't. Hey, how about it's been an amazing show.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.